Hello, Justin.
Hey, Catherine.
It looks like we're coming to the end of an era in one of the triad's industries. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. Owen Covington is the healthcare writer at the Business Journal, and this week he's really taking a look at the building frenzy, and I think that's a fair word to describe it, in the healthcare industry in the triad over the last several years. So you look at Alamance County, and they have expanded over there. You look in Greensboro, and Cone Hospital just opened a $200 million North Tower. Come into Forsyth County and you see the new cancer center at Wake Forest Baptist. And then go into Davie. They've built a whole new freestanding hospital there. When you add it all up, here in the Triad in the last several years, we've had more than $500 million in healthcare spending on facilities. And it all comes to an end by the end of this year.
Well, healthcare construction tends to come in waves.
Yeah.
So is there a new one on the horizon?
Well, it's an interesting point. You know, I've been here a long time. And when I moved here in the late 80s and was writing about healthcare back then, there was an explosion of growth on Hawthorne Hill, you know, over where Wake Forest Baptist is. It was one of the largest medical expansions in the state at the time, more than $100 million, which is kind of a quaint number now. It's like, how much bigger can they get? Well, look how much bigger they've gotten. But the fact of the matter is, huge changes are coming in healthcare. 2014 is the dividing line. Healthcare reform comes in. And when Owen talked to all the hospital officials about their building plans going forward, most of them are saying, not so much. We've got the facilities that we need. Now we need to make sure we're delivering quality, and we need to make sure we're keeping up with technology.
Well, Justin, as we've talked about on this show, for the past couple of years, hospital construction has been the bread and butter for many contractors in our area. So what kind of impact will this change make on our construction industry?
You know, this has been a big ripple effect for the last several years. The construction industry was one of the industries that was hit the hardest during the recent recession. The things that kept our bigger companies alive and all the subcontractors alive was the growth of our universities. Wake Forest was growing. High Point University was growing. But as we've just talked about, the medical community was growing like crazy. So that has really kept things busy. Now, the construction folks are a little bit worried that this business is going to be going away. But if you look across the economy, there's this hope nationally and perhaps in the Triad as well that we are coming out of the recession and that there will be more opportunities for commercial construction. We're going to have to wait and see on that. But there will definitely be less hospital construction going on in the coming years.
Well, what's next? Any new hospital projects?
What Owen did is interesting. He's gone to the state and he's looked at these certificate of need applications. And what you can see coming that they're applying for several years out is very little. There is some things on the books, though, that will keep the construction industry busy. The big one really is in Kernersville, where the Veterans Administration Hospital, the new one, is going to be built there over the next couple of years. That's a $150 million project. And then there's some smaller ones as well. There's a renovation on tap at High Point Regional that will add about another $50 to $60 million in construction over the next several years. And, of course, Wake Forest Baptist can't help but build a new surgery center. They've got approval for that, but they don't have a timeline. So you can see, really, that these hospitals are going to be inwardly focused. The pressure on the kind of money that they can make is less and less. Hospital beds, they're not being paid to keep them full anymore. They're going to be paid to keep people healthy and out of the hospitals. It's a big paradigm shift, and it's having a big ripple effect on the size of our medical facilities.
Well, speaking of a shift, there's some good news coming out of GMAC. What is it?
Yeah, this is good news for downtown Winston-Salem. I mean, it was a real concern that as GMAC morphed into National General Insurance, that a lot of the 700 jobs that had been in downtown Winston-Salem for a long time were going to be leaving and going to Cleveland, Ohio. But Matt Evans with the Business Journal got up with folks at GMAC earlier in the week, and what they are saying is that here in Winston, there will be a strategic and sizable presence.
What does strategic and sizable mean?
Well, sizable suggests that they're going to keep a lot of those jobs here. And strategic, you know, you got to think that that means that these are important jobs that they don't think they can replace so easily if they were to move them to Cleveland. So they're going to keep their best people here, and they're probably higher value jobs as well.
And along with those changes, does the company plan to do anything different regarding its services?
It looks like it. So GMAC is one of the nation's largest auto insurers. But now, again, under this new entity, they're going to be adding a variety of lines of insurance, whether it's life insurance, whether it's property and accident or health care. So, yeah, there are going to be more products that they're offering, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Catherine.